This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A lot of focus on Afghanistan and the Taliban takeover of Kabul. But what about the leftist takeover of practically every city in America and the devastation that happens week in, week out, every day of the year? Well, you know what I'm saying. It's doesn't matter. Doesn't pick a place. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Did we have some Kabuls over the weekend? While the Taliban was publicly sodomizing Joe Biden, ouch. Yeah, Joey Demento, that had to hurt. Leftism was sodomizing cities all over this country. Yeah, Biden's Saigon ain't got nothing on Detroit, Chicago, Indianapolis. Here's an article, just to put this into some perspective for you. And I think this was a Yahoo or Reuters article. I'm just reading it. Three major U.S. cities struggling to curb a surge in gun violence collectively had at least 64 people wounded and 12 dead, including a 7-year-old girl, and multiple shootings this weekend, according to police. The shootings in New York, Philadelphia, and Chicago came as all three cities have seen sharp increases in the numbers of shootings in 2021. I don't know who prepared this report, but why did he pick those three cities? Because there was a heck of a lot more that went on than just those three cities. St. Louis, Memphis, I can get Indianapolis, I'll get to that in just a second. It's unbelievable. He acts as if these are the only three cities. You guys that listen to the program, what number is Chicago in the most deadliest cities in America? You already know the answer, right? 71st. I pick on Chicago just because it's easy to do, because they keep, somebody's keeping the statistics, the Chicago Tribune does, and somebody else. It's easy to grab the statistics. But let me tell you, Chicago ain't got nothing on some of these other cities. In Chicago, they said at least 46 people were shot between 5 p.m. on Friday and Sunday afternoon, four of them fatally, according to Chicago PD. Police reports reviewed by ABC News, 23 of the shootings occurred in just a four-hour period between 12:26 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. on Sunday. Around 3 p.m. on Sunday, a 7-year-old girl was killed and a 6-year-old girl was seriously wounded when someone opened fire on a parked vehicle they were sitting in Belmont Central neighborhood on the city's northwest side. The 7-year-old was shot in the chest and later died at the hospital. Yeah, Afghans are being overrun by the Taliban. And let me tell you who the Taliban is in America, folks. The Taliban here are leftist. The Taliban here, if you ask black folks, are black leftist. It isn't white people, it isn't Latinos, and it isn't guns. You know, it's funny, you hear about all this stuff that happens in overseas with all these different groups overrunning another group. What are they doing? They overrunning them with rocks? They overrunning them with machetes? No, they're overrunning them with guns, but you never hear about the gun problem. Over there, it's Al-Qaeda. It's the Taliban. It's ISIS. It's never the gun. Those Russian, what are they? AKs, Kalashnikovs or whatever? Alexander Kalashnikovs. Nope. It's only a gun problem in the good old USA. So let me go on. I'm going to tell you, give you some more news. Here's what this story reads. For the first time in history, Indianapolis appears to have surpassed Chicago as the most violent city in the Midwest. I don't believe that because St. Louis is markedly more violent than Chicago and is considered a Midwest city as well. It's 800% more violent than Chicago. But here's what this says. As of last weekend, 160 people have been murdered in Indianapolis this year, compared to 445 in Chicago through July 31st. The comparison between the two cities was made last week by the head of the police union that represents Central Indiana, Rick Snyder, president of the Fraternal Order of Police. He says Chicago is about 3.09 times larger than Indianapolis by population. So if you make that adjustment per capita, we're outpacing Chicago in numbers of homicides per capita by nearly 4%. Well, he's got nothing on St. Louis because it's 800% per capita. He says criminal homicides are up 34% over 2020 when comparing the first 6 months of this year to the first 6 months of last year. And a general trend line has been up for Indianapolis since 2012. In a news conference, Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett, you're going to love this, folks, pay attention, called Indianapolis, quote, an extraordinarily safe city, and labeled the problem one of, quote, gun violence. See, we have our Kabul, whatever you call it, here in America. They're all over. Just think of it as Kabul, Indianapolis, Kabul, St. Louis, Kabul, Memphis, Kabul, Little Rock, Kabul, Chicago, Kabul, Cleveland, Cincinnati, etc. They're all Kabuls. And they all have terrorists, and they all have terrorist leaders. And you know what those terrorist leaders all have in common 100% of the time? They're Democrats. This increase in crime, all the things you're looking at, pardon me, all the things that you're looking at here, it's so easy to point at, it's ridiculous. Lori Lightfoot, you think she's going to fix those problems in Chicago? This guy, this mayor, Joe Hogsett, you think he's going to fix the problems in Indianapolis when he considers it an extraordinarily safe city and he blames the violence on the guns? These are the problems, folks. The people, rather, who are fixing the problems in Afghanistan. These are the people that are fixing the problems in Iran, in China, in Russia. These are the Bidenites, the Democrats in waiting, the guys on deck waiting to take over. They say it's safe. Yeah, well, ask the Afghanis how safe it is. See what they come back with. They cheered, that we were told they cheered us leaving. I don't think people are going to be cheering very long. I think the fallout of Afghanistan is going to be significant, and we already deal with it every single weekend. In fact, I would venture to tell you, Chicago is more dangerous than Afghanistan. And let's remember, it's number 71 in the United States for danger.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
But the likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
And we're back now with the breaking news in Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy now telling Americans to shelter in place.
That money can't buy the will to fight, and that they did not anticipate this collapse on the part of the Afghan security forces. Why do you think the Biden administration was caught by surprise in all of this?
Well, the message we are sending to the people of Afghanistan is one of enduring partnership. This is not abandonment. This is not an evacuation. This is not the wholesale withdrawal. What this is a reduction in the size of our civilian footprint.
Talk about putting lipstick on the pig. Wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Afghan fallout. Whew. Ugly, ugly stuff. I don't know how you can walk this back. You got Biden, Joey Demento, saying, no, I don't think the Taliban's going to take over. You got his Secretary of State saying, yeah, in fact, I do think they're going to take over. And then you've got him trying to give excuses. Well, we took the troops out because, you know, you want to showcase that you take the troops out before you send the troops back. You know, it's like, well, what was that they used to say about Kerry? I was for it before I was against it. Oh, my goodness. This is, it would be fun to watch if it weren't so scary. But it is scary because you have a totally incompetent administration installed in a coup who does not have the United States' best interest in mind. And even if in this case they're trying to do the best they can, it isn't good enough. Reminds me of James Ingram. I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. It wasn't! It wasn't good enough! Because here we are back where we were before. Yes! We are right back! You know the lyrics of that song? Is that, y'all are too young, right? It seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers. Wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Let me tell you, Joe Biden, just once. Can we figure out what you've been doing wrong and why we never last for very long? We got to have, I mean, it is just once. Can we find a way to finally make it right? To make the magic last for more than just one night? I feel like singing a song. If we could just get to oh, man. I have to laugh to keep from crying. This is horrible. Joe Biden is embarrassing the United States, but he's putting the world at risk. Look, they're, okay, the Taliban, I'm told, is already, like, buggering boys and raping women and all kinds of stuff. They're like, oh, you guys were nuzzling, you were spooning with the Americans, were you? Well, now that their real leader is gone and they got this feckless chump in the office, guess what we're going to do? There's going to be a lot of Taliban babies. Yeah, man, this is ugly. So I want to play the second. So Pompeo, he went after Biden. We played the first clip in the first hour because he was talking about how it was a bad plan. But now, Pompeo, oh my gosh, when you hear, just wait till you hear what he says. When you hear him list out what Trump was able to do during his administration, it makes you want to go slap a leftist mama. Because he's showing you what leadership is compared to this clown, Joe Biden. And here's Pompeo speaking about this.
There are a lot of questions here. Let me start with the one that I think is most important to the American homeland. If, I guess we should say, when the Taliban takes over, what does it mean for U.S. national security? Can we, as the Biden administration promises, from over the horizon, deal with the terrorist threat to the U.S. homeland from inside Afghanistan?
Well, Chris, this is one of the most important questions. It depends on a couple of things. The first is the context for American security policy. So think about what's happening today. The Taliban are aggressive and they are fearless because we have an administration that has refused to adopt a deterrence model, the one that President Trump and I had. Right? We've had Iranian rockets land in Israel. We've handed a pipeline back to the Russians. Right? We've allowed the Chinese to castigate our senior leadership in Anchorage. And now we're allowing the Taliban to run free and wild all around Afghanistan. But they have to understand that there's an administration with a backbone and a seriousness to execute on the things that matter and protect and defend America. So this gets to the larger challenge. What will the Taliban believe that the Americans are prepared to do if they begin to play footsie with Al-Qaeda or let ISIS begin to grow in Afghanistan? If it's like the Carter administration and the Obama administration and now what appears to be the first 7 months of the Biden administration, the Taliban will feel free to do this. I can assure you. Were I still the Secretary of State with a commander-in-chief like President Trump, the Taliban would have understood that there were real costs to pay if there were plots against the United States of America from that place. Qasem Soleimani learned that lesson, and the Taliban would have learned it as well.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. One of the key things you should note there is that Chris Wallace actually says when, and he stresses when the Taliban takes over in Afghanistan. Now, earlier he asked the question if, but now he's saying, I believe they will, and he's right. They will take over in Afghanistan. And then he's asking, what are the national security implications? Because guess what, America? We have spent trillions of dollars on national security because some guys flew planes into the buildings of, you know, the World Trade Center. We spent trillions. Every time you take a flight, the level of security, and it's all fake security. What's it going to cost us now? What did President Trump save us when he put the word out? You jack with us, we jack you back. And he never, you never knew how it was going to happen, when it was going to happen. Former Secretary of State there, Pompeo, said, well, ask Soleimani. Oh, that's right. You can't because we killed him. Ask anybody who wanted to be an open threat to the United States what happens when we decide it's time to take you out. But now we don't have that. He says there is no deterrence model, and the Taliban is aggressive. So he says, where are we at now with 7 months of a Biden's administration? Iranians are putting rockets into Israel. The Russians now have a pipeline so they can extort all of Europe for energy. The Chinese castigated our senior leadership in Alaska. We did nothing. Do we even need to? He could have brought up Iran, who essentially thumbed its nose to Biden and says, we'll build nukes if we want now. And now you got the Taliban, who they've completely miscalculated. Oh, well, we didn't know that it was going to be able to move this fast or whatever. Then Pompeo goes on and says, but what if it had been Trump and me? Because you know what would have happened. See, I love that dichotomy. And it's easy for people to see what Trump would have done, what Biden has done. Two very different things. Why didn't this overrun occur? There's a reason why. Leadership. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is again defending the withdrawal of remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling reporters there was no good options for a final withdrawal.
What has unfolded over the past month has proven decisively that it would have taken a significant American troop presence, multiple times greater than what President Biden was handed, to stop a Taliban onslaught. And we would have taken casualties. American men and women would have been fighting and dying once again in Afghanistan. And President Biden was not prepared to send additional forces or ask any American personnel to do that over the period ahead.
Facebook users won't be seeing any content that promotes the Taliban. That's because the social media giant is keeping a ban on those posts in place. USA Radio News. A new survey from The Vacationer shows 137 million American adults plan to travel for the Labor Day holiday this year. Despite all that travel, COVID-19 and the Delta variant is either a big concern or a slight concern when people are considering their Labor Day plans. Of those polled, most plan to travel by car and more than half plan to attend a barbecue or cookout. Nearly 25% of those will spend $500 or more on Labor Day travel. New details are coming out regarding Afghanistan's new Taliban leader.
When President Obama released five Taliban commanders from the Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for an American deserter in 2014, Obama assured Americans that dangerous enemy combatants would be transferred to Qatar and kept from causing any trouble in Afghanistan. Karula Kerkwa is the man leading the Taliban in Afghanistan's takeover, one of the five men released by Obama. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
President Biden released a statement yesterday in which, in effect, he blamed President Trump and your administration for the deal that you made with the Taliban back in 2020.
There you have it, folks. The new strategy for the Biden administration, which is, of course, blame Trump. What did Obama do? He blamed Bush. Whether they could blame him, it isn't even, it's arbitrary. I remember at the time when Obama was blaming everything on Bush. I asked a very simple question. I said, what job can you go to and say, look, every problem that we face, I may not be able to overcome it because I get to blame the guy before me. I don't know of any CEO that's ever taken over a company that goes, well, I'm just going to keep blaming the previous guy as the company continues to fail. You're either there to fix it or you get the heck out. That's why we have boards that vote you out. Barack Obama came in blaming everything on Bush. He could have been right. Doesn't matter to me. George Bush was a horrible president. And Obama could be right. But you know what he did? He was worse. He was worse. Did Donald Trump, when Donald Trump blamed Obama, baby black Jesus, for what happened, you know what Trump did? He said, I'm going to fix it, but I'm still going to show you what this clown did. But I'll fix it. I'm not going to blame him as a scapegoat for myself. I'm going to blame him so you understand what I had to overcome. These guys, Biden and them, he's blaming Trump because Trump said, look, we're getting out of here. Our policy is not going to be able, is not going to be fighting wars or policing other countries and putting our kids in harm's way. We're not doing it. You're going to do it, and we're getting out. And you guys can figure out what you want to do. We'll help you do it as peacefully and as orderly as it needs to be. But we're going to get out safely, and you can do what the heck you want. And you know what? Biden and team blew it. They blew it. And now Biden has the nerve to go, well, it's Donald Trump's fault. And somebody told him, hey, say it's Trump's fault.
Oh, well, it's Donald Trump's fault that we didn't execute the way I said my plan would go.
Wow, man, this is like dealing with three-year-olds. No, I tell you what, I don't want to disrespect three-year-olds to that degree. Here's the rest of what Pompeo had to say about this. And I'm telling you, I thought it was in the previous clip. This is the clip where Pompeo lays out what Trump did that's mind-blowing. You just say to yourself, wow, how did we allow them to steal this election from what is probably one of the greatest men to ever sit in the Oval Office? Wow, man. Anyway, here's Pompeo, the rest of that clip.
which resulted in a promise at that time that President Trump had stayed in office to pull all troops out by this past May. I want to read you some of what President Biden said in his statement. When I became president, I faced a choice: follow through on the deal or ramp up our presence and send more American troops to fight once again in another country's civil conflict. Mr. Secretary, what do you think of President Biden's attempt here to pin all the blame for what's transpired in these last few weeks on the deal he says he, quote, inherited from President Trump and from you?
If the risks weren't so serious, Chris, it'd be pathetic. I wouldn't have let my 10-year-old son get away from this kind of pathetic blame shifting. He should be less focused on trying to blame this on someone else than to solving the problem of making sure that we protect and defend American security. Chris, it's worth noting, this did not happen on our watch. We reduced our forces significantly, and the Taliban didn't advance on capitals all across Afghanistan. So it's just a plain old fact that this is happening under the Biden administration's leadership now, almost a quarter of our way into his first term. This is not the way leaders lead, by pointing backwards. We had a bad deal we inherited, the JCPOA. We got out of it. We secured America from the risk from Iran. We inherited a horrible deal in Syria where ISIS controlled real estate the size of Great Britain. We crushed them. Every president confronts challenges. This president confronted a challenge in Afghanistan. He has utterly failed to protect the American people from this challenge.
When you see the difference between Secretary of State Pompeo and Secretary of State Blinken, it's night and day. It's people who care. It's people who understand this stuff. People who have an objective to get things done. They see the objective and they say, that's the mission, go fulfill the mission. And then you have people that go, how do we keep these plates spinning in the air? As the saying goes in D.C., kick the can. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Wow. Blame Trump because of the May 1 deadline that had already passed. And you know what Pompeo said? The thing had passed. Who cares? We had reduced the troop forces in Afghanistan, and we had the Taliban wouldn't dare attack. That's essentially what he's saying. They wouldn't dare attack us under Trump. Not in a million years. And he says, that's not leadership. This constant looking back. Oh, it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. By the way, look back. Look back at what Trump did and tell me what went wrong. Nothing. He said, we're getting people out, and you agreed. And your policy now has the potential to get people killed, to have helicopters landing on roofs to get people out, begging the Taliban, please, please let us back in and get my people. I don't want to look bad. Please. Wow. So Pompeo goes on. He says, look, we inherited the JCPOA out. He says, we weren't going to deal with it. Iran, we inherited them. We broke their back. We ruined their currency, the rial. We torpedoed everything they were trying to do. We shut down their nuke program. You name it. Syria, we obliterated ISIS. We crushed them. What more do you want from us? We did it. So the question, and he could have gone on and talked about the many other things that they've done. But he was just giving you some quick pointers. What else did he do? He had Russia backpedaling. They weren't going to build that pipeline. He had China on the ropes until the Democrats decided to go complicit on this Wu flu scamdemic. He had China on the ropes with our trade deals. You want to look at foreign policy exploits? Killing terrorists and putting the fear of God in terrorists, that we will get you anytime, anywhere, when you least expect it. Completely overhauling the clandestine agencies and getting true patriots in there. I mean, holy cow, man. The stuff that this guy did, it saved our butts. I tell people all the time, look, they cheated. We know they cheated. They can live on the cheat. But boy, be glad we had a four-year respite, if you will, a four-year cut in the timeline of leftism that had to happen. It had to happen. Or because imagine if we'd had a Romney or if we'd had four years of Hillary Clinton all leading into Biden or whatever it would have led. Holy God, where would we be right now? Scary world. What is Biden focused on? When you're considering what's happening right now in Kabul and Afghanistan, the Taliban taking over, and you consider the domestic terrorism that happens every single day and twice on Sundays in every major city in this country, then ask yourself, where's Biden's focus? What's he focused on? Because I'm going to tell you, part of his focus is probably going, what's my crackhead son up to right now? He's focused on the black vote because he still needs somebody to pretend they like the Democrats so they can continue to cheat. So critical race theory is one of his top priorities. Women's rights is one of his top priorities, even though he can't show you anything where women don't have rights. LGBTQ agenda is one of his top priorities. Climate farce. He just released something that says all the airlines have to be 100% off of fossil fuels by 2050 or some, I don't know, some whatever year. I don't know about you. I'm not getting on a plane that's just flying on battery power. I wouldn't fly it. I'll let white folks do that first. Okay? Yeah, you're not getting me out of the Jeep in the safari to go pet the little lions, to go pet the cats, the kitty cats. So I go back to what's Biden's focus? You go look at the things that he holds near and dear, the things, the executive orders that he's, you know, upended for Donald Trump, the stuff that they've tried to get around like DACA and the border stuff, and look at anything that he's touched. And as I like to joke, it's turned to turd. Everything Trump touches, for the most part, turns to gold. He's got the Midas touch. But not Biden. And the media practices its malfeasance every single day as they cover up for this demented clown, trying to make him appear credible. Well, President Trump didn't let him get away with it. He slammed him. He says he needed to just follow my plan. And we'll be back to talk about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden picked the wrong fight. He's got there's an ex-president who I still consider president who's willing to engage with him in the court of public opinion, and Trump's going to win. See, Trump wanted the troops out of Afghanistan. And look, I grew up kind of a warmonger. Yeah, I felt like America's just going and kick butt no matter what. If wherever we went, I felt like the government made the right decision. Let's go in. But as I got older, I was like, you know what? We don't need to be doing this. And by the time Trump came along, I was firmly in the court of, why are we sending troops there? Rand Paul's been saying it for years. His father before him, Ron Paul, has been saying it for decades.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So get our troops out. Why would you want to send your son over to fight some skirmish that's going on because one sect of a country doesn't like another sect? Get out. I wouldn't want to send my kid to that battle. Somebody's threatening the United States, et cetera, et cetera. I'm willing to go, and I'm willing for my children to go. But I'm not willing to send my sons over for nonsense. And Trump made that dramatically clear. We spend trillions of dollars protecting other places for what? To get what? A base? If we want to fly over something, we can fly over. If we want a base, we can pay for it. Anyway, Trump said this of Biden. He says he ran out of Afghanistan instead of following the plan our administration left for him, a plan that protected our people and our property and ensured the Taliban would never dream of taking our embassy or providing a base for new attacks against America. The withdrawal would be guided by facts on the ground, Trump said. After I took out ISIS, I established a credible deterrent. That deterrent is now gone. The Taliban has no fear or respect for America or America's power. He ran, again, promises made, promises kept. He ran on a platform to end endless wars such as the conflict in Afghanistan that we've been involved for there for two decades. He drew down forces in the area. He said he wanted all the troops out by May the 1st. That's not 9/11. And he praised the prospect as a wonderful and positive thing to do. And then what did Biden do? I inherited this. Look at what he did. Oh, my gosh. Well, he said we were going to be out by May and they were going to do this surge was his fault. Whatever. People get it. And that, see, you got to understand, folks, when you're analyzing a situation like this, you say to yourself, okay, are people understand who, where's fault going to lie here? And I realize the Democrats do an amazing, a masterful job in manipulation in the media and stuff like this. But this is on Biden's watch. And it would be different if Trump said, no, keep the troops in there, man. We're fighting a war and we're going to win it. See, they made him out to be a warmonger. They make you out, us, to be warmongers. Most of us are like, let's get out of there. We don't need to fight. Trump's thing is, if we're going to fight a war, you're going to know the reason we're there to fight it. And when we go to fight it, we're going to win it. And that's why people feared him. And recall what I told you. I told you this a long time ago, but I'm going to remind you just how smart I am. I said Trump doesn't fight wars with bullets and equipment. He fights wars with the economy. And when you have a booming economy, when you have a public that wants to consume and they're creative and they can drive the productivity that matches the GDP, that's your war weapon. Trump's biggest war weapon of war was the buying power of the United States and being able to go to China and saying, look, I can play the trade deal, deficit deal all day long with you because we have a $350 billion trade deficit with you. So that's a lot of money to stick into your economy every year. And I'm going to stop. He did that with every country. He told the people that were supporting Iran, you want to support Iran, make them your client, but you're not going to have the U.S. as a client. And immediately, oh, wait a minute. Well, who's a better client? The U.S. or Iran? Who do you want? Who would you rather have paying the checks, writing, you know, when you send the invoice? That's what he did. You think Biden knows how to do that? Barack Obama didn't. When Trump negotiated with Carrier, it was a simple financial deal. Raytheon, you got this small little deal here in Indianapolis. If it leaves, your bigger deals that you have with the government are going to be analyzed, and I'm going to start cutting those deals. And you know what, Raytheon? You know what? In retrospect, we think we will leave Carrier in Indianapolis. Trump had a win before he even stepped foot in the Oval Office.
and they were conspiring from the moment he got elected to get him out. Actually, they were conspiring well before that. Once they got afraid, when they figured out, we picked the wrong fight. Well, I say to Joe Biden, you picked the wrong fight. You inherited a deal by your predecessor that was a sweet deal, and you couldn't do it. You both agreed. You didn't disagree with him. He wanted out, you wanted out. He gave you the blueprint, and you didn't follow it. And you know what? You're also feeble and weak, and you're showing it. Everybody's noticing it. It would be different. Here's what I'm telling you, folks, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Jake Tapper, you made a mistake. Biden, Jim Acosta, you made a mistake, Biden. You think they're the only ones? Somebody's given the green light to say this is a screw-up. Now, from my vantage point, it tells me that they're losing faith in Biden and they're trying to figure out what to do. How do you do it? How do you transition Kamala Harris in? Yikes! But something's going on. Anyway, I want to get to this statement that was made by Pelosi. This is the Taliban had seized control of Afghanistan, of course, this disastrous situation we currently have. They control the majority of the country, a significant amount of the U.S. military hardware and weapons, and supposedly, they're, as I mentioned earlier, they're carrying out human rights atrocities and abuses. As the saying in Blazing Saddles goes, where are white women at? But here's what Pelosi said in a statement. You're going to love this. The Taliban must know that the world is watching its actions. We are deeply concerned about reports regarding the Taliban's brutal treatment of all Afghans, especially women and girls. The U.S., the international community, and the Afghan government must do everything we can to protect women and girls from inhumane treatment by the Taliban. So, clearly, Pelosi's only concerned about, what was it? Somebody remind me? Oh, yeah, women and girls. So she's got these goats. Okay, you know what I'm saying. Who've now taken over the country. And they are obviously, to the victor go the spoils. They're no longer under the protection of a government and not the protection of Donald Trump. So the Taliban's having their way with these women, and Pelosi saying, you got to protect them. Hey, where's Rose McGowan when you need her? Get over there, Rose. Get over there, Madonna. Get over there, Ashley Judd. Go do your thing. Go protect these women. Go negotiate with the Taliban. Go do what it is that you do. Because I don't know what it is that they do. She goes on. Any political settlement, you're going to love this part. Any political settlement that the Afghans pursue to avert bloodshed must include having women at the table. The fate of women and girls in Afghanistan is critical to the future of Afghanistan. As we strive to assist women, we must recognize that their voices are important and all must listen to them for solutions respectful of their culture. There is bipartisan support to assist the women and girls of Afghanistan. A little too late there, Nancy. She goes on, one of the successes of the U.S. NATO cooperation in Afghanistan was a process made by women, the progress rather, made by women and girls. We must all continue to work together to ensure that is not eroded. It's eroded, Nance. It's over. There's no protection of women and girls. That ended when you guys conspired to get rid of Donald Trump in a coup. And now, to the victor goes the spoils. And there's nothing you can do about it. But here's what gets me. It's all about the women and the girls. I'm not talking about it should be about guys. I'm just saying it isn't about the failure. She's praising Biden of his handling of this. As she's telling people, the women and girls are getting raped and brutalized and who knows what types of ways. These people are unbelievable.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.